Adigo operator.
Joined.
French interpreter.
Joined.
Spanish interpreter.
Joined.
Yeah.
Joined.
Hello, it's Sebastian.
Jacqueline Morris.
Joined.
Hello, Jacqueline.
Hey.
It's Sebastian.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, and you?
Good, it's kind of, the volume's kind of low. But otherwise, it's good. Just kind of. Huh? Hello?
Cheryl.
Joined.
I am already online.
Huh? So am I.
Hi, Sean.
Hi there. Somebody has a radio or something on in the background. It was washing up noises, too, a minute ago.
Now, that was water going into my cup to make a cup of tea.
Oh, is that what it was? It was you, Jacqueline.
Well, sorry about that.
That's
a little earlier than I expected.
That's all right. I thought, oh, somebody's having a cup of tea or washing up or something. I could hear.
Yeah, it's a cup of tea.
Good on you.
Darlene.
Joined.
Hi, Darlene.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. A few people have been called early, and they're probably on mute. And when I joined, there was...
Bo Brumler.
Joined.
People will just be dialing in now. Hi, Bo.
Good morning, how are you? Well, good evening.
It's all the same. It's easy
Danny.
To say hello.
Joined.
I almost said good morning, too, and then I went, what? No.
It's some time of day, anyway.
We're about to get a Category 3 hurricane here, from what I can understand.
Alan.
Joined.
That doesn't sound very pleasant at all.
No.
Is that common where you are?
It has been the last couple of years, although they're pretty dissipated by the time they reach this far north and inland, but yeah, we do get them. We get pretty severe weather in New York.
Sounds like we're talking about weather.
Yeah.
Indeed. So do you lose communications and everything go, or?
Sometimes. I mean, I actually do these calls from home and then drive into work, so we can lose power, but I wouldn't anticipate that happening today.
Oh, okay, well. We'll keep fingers crossed for you anyway.
Yeah.
I assume if a cyclone is actually around, you don't drive into work.
Oh, yeah. We do.
Oh, heavens above.
Cyclones are relatively well contained.
Okay.
you just don't want to be in front of one.
Yeah, okay. I certainly wouldn't want to be in front of one, you're right.
There was a hurricane or something just went past St. John's, New Brunswick, and they got a really good dump of rain the other day.
It's funny, when I bought my house 5 years ago, we looked at it and realized, oh, wow, this is a really cool house. It's a metal-framed house, so my house is basically built with metal frames. We thought that was kind of neat, and then we found out later that we live in the what's called the hurricane corridor of central New York. So no wonder they built it with steel frames.
You might want to add a lightning arrestor.
Yeah, we got one of those. My dog.
Oh, dear me. sounds to me like it's a very good thing that it's well built. By my reckoning, and I don't know how many are staff, we should have about 9 or 10 on the call.
I was number 10 when I joined.
Ah, okay. That means my guesswork's not too bad at all. I haven't seen... nobody's actually started up a Skype chat for this. Are we in... is anybody joining me?
Nick.
Joined.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Nick. I was just saying, has anybody joined? I was going to say, from staff. Duty the 11th, so I'm assuming.
But
someone.
Yes.
Oh.
Joined.
How's your cold today, Nick?
Worse.
Oh, good.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, worse. I would be in bed if I weren't on this call, so I may not be very chatty.
You could do both.
No, because we can't. It's all the technical stuff that you don't see that we're doing behind the scenes. It doesn't really...
Telling us how many
people are in
or that sort of thing. Well, I make it just 1 minute after. Will we wait a few more minutes, Nick?
Joined.
Sounds like the
show. Oh, sure.
Joined.
Hi. Hello? Cheryl.
Hi,
Hong. Hello.
Hey,
Hong. Oh, right.
Hello.
Frederick.
Joined.
I'm now at a conference.
Yep.
So I can't stay very long. I can't.
That's fine, Hong. Whatever time you can spare us is greatly appreciated.
Right. So when are we going to start?
go.
Frederick.
Left.
Now, somebody has a need to mute their phone because there's background noise. So if you need to mute, please use star 6. It'll make it easier for everybody.
There's also a huge amount of static or fuzz online.
I don't have that, but I do have... Oh, yes, there is a bit of static, yes.
Must be closer to my side, I guess.
Frederick.
Joined.
Okay. So, Frederick has come and gone. You're back now, Frederick. So
I'm coming back.
That's all right. Are people in the Adobe Connect room for this meeting, or we're not using that for this meeting? I didn't notice it on the
There's a few of us in here.
Oh, good. All right. Well,
is there an Adobe Connect?
There should
yep.
be. Eventually, my computer will be kind enough to get the website open, and I'll join you. All right. The first portion of tonight's pre-call is going to be devoted to the travel. Travel policy. One thing that I think we all need to ensure that everybody is aware of, and that's the response from Denise. And is it possible, Nick, if your computer is still opening, did you copy that as a background document to the website? Or is it not loading for me yet?
Cheryl, hi.
Sorry, it's about three languages on the website now.
Oh, in Denise's response?
Yes.
Oh, good.
We got the translations back this morning, and they have also been sent to the announce list.
Thank you. That's great news. Okay. So can I assume that everybody has read that and seen a somewhat satisfactory change in attitude, at least for the short term? And are there any discussion points or questions that people wish to raise on that matter? Particularly the RALO people? Darlene, have you got any points?
Oh, God, I'm being put on the spot right first thing in the morning.
Oh. Oh, you can pass the baton to somebody else.
I think it is good to see at least now they're starting to talk about regional face-to-face meetings, which before we haven't seen, so I thought that was a definite improvement. It's also good to see that secretariats would still be coming to the meetings at least this year so that we could get better support features, you know, in place. So I thought that was at least a good thing.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So are we feeling in general from the regions and the ALSs who have fed into the regions, slightly greater comfort, if not satisfaction with the way it was developed? Are the current state of agreement and outcomes suitable for us to go ahead and just work through this next couple of months, or do we have an issue? Did you just note, Nick, that Anadigo perhaps that Vanda's having trouble dialing in? She's getting a busy signal, apparently. Perhaps that needs to be double-checked. Vanda's just pinged on the Exco Skype chat that she's trying to get into the call and it's busy all the time. So is there anybody who wishes to raise any points for the ALAC to pursue in the next short amount of time between...
Cheryl, I can hardly hear you.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're really competing with the small children in the background.
I did ask...
And the static.
I can't do much about the static, but whoever has the small children can, in fact, mute, which means star 6. If you could please use star 6. Now, what I was calling for, Alan, was a general measure from particularly the regional people that are here, but obviously anyone from any ALS and in the other language panel, as to whether or not we have a level of satisfaction with the current state of to and fro in the travel policy. Alan, you did a lot of work on this. Would you like to...
Well, some of you may have seen the spreadsheet I did comparing the various years and the various groups. Nick has provided me with actual budgets for fiscal year 2008, not actual spent, but actual budgets, which are substantially different from those using the numbers in the policy. I will, over the next few days, as soon as I get a moment, reissue that document, including Nick's numbers, and some commentary on what the implications of Nick's numbers are.
That would be nice.
I think the document itself, although it hasn't had wide distribution at this point, has had very marked effect because, although I may be wrong, I suspect it's one of the things which cause a perhaps radical change in the funding issue for this meeting and this year. But I will be following through. It's just not been as high priority since we've already seen the results we needed for Cairo to a large extent.
Joined.
Yes, that's certainly my level of comfort, and I do want to have on the public record the thanks for the work you did on that. I agree, I think it probably was a great deal instrumental, and it would be very useful to have the real figures. In terms of real budget figures,
they do add some more questions than I'm sure we want to raise at this moment. But they are the numbers are what they are, and
right,
it would be nice to have real year end numbers, but those apparently are still not available.
Right. Well, I was wondering if you may be able to give us an indicator of what it'll do to the percentages and the reduction that have been highlighted in the original set of numbers.
Well, the actual amounts budgeted to fund our travel are measurably under using the numbers that you get using the ICANN numbers in the travel procedure.
Joined.
The implication of that is, number one, we travel cheaper than they think everyone else is going to, and that may need an adjustment in the other people's, which will lower the actual commitment of ICANN in providing these travel funds, and therefore, assuming the same money is there, they should be able to fund more people. You could take a negative look at it and say they've been real cheap with us and don't plan to be that cheap with anyone else. But regardless, if you take the numbers that were budgeted compared to what they say they're going to budget in the future, the decreases are not as large, obviously, since we're starting with smaller numbers.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that. And you're looking at perhaps sometime by mid-next week, being able to get that out?
I am on assignment starting this Friday. I hope to get it out before. If not, then I have 10 hours of plane rides, which might good number of airport hours, which may allow me to do it. If it doesn't get done by the time I hit my destination, it probably will not get done for that week.
All right, I understood. Well, look, if you can just keep us posted on that, if it does arrive before Friday, and you find that a crossword puzzle or a novel is more exciting on your plane journey, then please do let us know. But I'm very interested to see those next-level figures. Nick, did you try and say something then? I thought I heard someone make a comment. If it wasn't Nick, then whoever it was, make themselves known, please.
Cheryl?
Yes, Vanda, was it you?
Yeah. How are you?
Okay, Vanda. Go ahead if you had something to say on the travel and the current state. Thank you. Vanda, did you wish to make...
Yeah, okay. Well, just a comment that during some time back... I was one that was, pressing for have a more unified solution for traveling. But think about, and we make this agreement with American Express. But since then, I'm checking that most of the tickets they used to buy to me I can get cheaper than them. So I don't know. I probably will raise my hand in summer traveling open source, open discussion in Cairo to question if there is no better solution. Because mostly when you go out of the country, some depends on the traffic between those countries, the price of the airlines are completely different. And sometimes buying United States for some important places to go, it's higher than, I don't know, if they go from South America to Africa or something like that. So this in our case could reduce significantly the price of the airfare.
And Rashida is on the line.
So it's thank just to raise this alternative that we may have to buy ourselves or something like that. I don't know. It's something to think about.
Yeah, but Vonda, that came up in the last round for Delhi, and
Alan, sorry, we have people on the other channel.
Okay.
So just ensure you identify yourself.
Oh, it's Alan Greenberg. The issue came up in a very large, major extent in the last meeting, and I believe this travel policy has some words saying there are exceptions where they'll allow you to buy your own ticket and be reimbursed if the change is really, really substantial.
Yeah.
I think I saw words like that.
Yeah,
but they're willing to spend more for the simplicity of not having to reimburse.
Yeah, certainly. That was for audit. I was audit committee, and for audit, it's much more easy to control than the other side. But when you come with reduced budget, we need to think in all alternatives to fill out our interests.
There is no question that flying, especially from a developing country to a developing country, the changes can be absolutely radical.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
Like factors of orders of a factor of two or three sometimes.
Yeah.
Indeed. Darlene, I think you're next.
Yeah, and I just had a comment for Vanda here, and I don't know if this may be part of the difference that you're seeing in the plane fares or not, but I noticed that ICANN pays for full fare economy so that it can be upgraded, or if it needs to be canceled at the last minute, it can be. So there are cheaper airfares if they aren't, if you can't cancel them and such like that, but this is full fare economy, and I'm just not sure if you're taking that into consideration or
they've,
not.
They've never paid that for me, it's Alan.
Yeah. Oh, really? Because I read that in the policy, but who knows?
I've got something, too, at some point.
Nick, I don't see anybody else with their hand raised. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that with respect to the variance between the cost per person that at-large budgets for travel and the assumptions in the travel framework, if you look at the way in which the travel framework actually works in terms of per diems and hotel covered and airfare, they actually work exactly the same. So while on the surface one could think that somehow at-large we're being cheap with at-large, or at-large is being forced to travel in a way that is less preferential than the others. Now, I accept there have been a couple hotels that we've been put in which are not equivalent, but the actual travel framework is supposed to be the same for everybody, even for us. And, in fact, the FAQ that they are going to post about the overall travel framework is largely the same as the one that we have had for more than a year. So I think what's going to happen is, as Alan says, they're going to find that it's less expensive than their assumptions provide for people to travel.
Or it's Alan here, or we will, since we now know what the averages are, we can go closer to Darlene's standard of full fare economy.
That's the other possibility. I just didn't want people to have the idea that there were two different classes of travel. I mean, in fact, there are, in that the board does travel business class at the present time, but that for all other volunteers, one of the ideas behind this was actually to standardize so that everyone was treated the same.
Yeah, the board also, and at this point, NOMCOM
join
people other than ALAC get actual expenses reimbursed, and that can make a significant difference in some cases. If we look at Cairo, a U.S. citizen pays $16 or $18 for a visa, a Canadian pays $75. Mm. And that doesn't get reflected in any of the estimates.
Yes, there's a number of parts to the equation that simply have not been looked at in full. However, in the short term, we seem to have a satisfactory enough way forward. I don't think it's a topic that we can afford to let drop, however. And I have, in fact, been given a set of, let me count them, 4 points from Adam Peake, who is joining us as a NOMCOM appointee for the Asia-Pacific region. So he's certainly going to hit the ground running. I don't know that the timing here. Can someone tell me, has Tricia or Patrick joined us yet?
I think not yet.
No.
If they haven't, then we will continue with travel until they do. Then we'll move almost seamlessly, I hope.
Rashida, I would like to say something.
Yes, just one moment. I will forward, if you wish, the 4 points. But now let's hear from Rashid in the French panel, channel. Please go ahead.
And, you know, you should know that in Africa it's something that's very important from Africa. And there's a lot of people, you know, that have a lot to add to the pot. And it's a matter of analyzing well. And I can, for example, do a calculation of fares, for example, to see how much, a ticket could cost in economy class, let's say, from here. Because here, economy tickets are a lot cheaper if bought in advance. And so for each trip, for each meeting, I can actually do a list, and showing all these prices to see how these tickets may cost. And then this can be presented. And, you know, either the person can buy their ticket and maybe try to be reimbursed later if possible.
That, it's Alan, that option is available if the difference is very significant.
And Cheryl, yeah, that may be something that we need to actively pursue in the future when we are trying to maximize the number of people who we can move to face-to-face meetings beyond those that are going to be funded in the travel policy, however it ends up. We hopefully will get to the point where we are able to get as many people as we can manage on a given amount of budget rather than a somewhat more limited line-by-line attitude. Is there anyone else on Spanish or French channel who wish to make a point?
Well, because in Cairo, we can definitely, if we can create, these budgets usually in advance, we can definitely have a much larger number of participants. And this could even try to be done for Cairo more than Mexico at this point, per se.
Yes, that would be good. But if we are looking at that, I actually think it's possibly too late. Nick, could you give us some advice?
I'm not quite sure what the suggestion was. I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand.
The suggestion was, if I may paraphrase it was that local organising travel from within Africa could be a cheaper option for ALAC travellers. The economy fares bought within country, for example, would be significantly cheaper. And that may have been a way to get more people to travel to Cairo on the existing dime. My question to you was, I thought that it was already too late for such a radical change to be proposed before Cairo.
Well, in fact, I talked to Stacey about this starting in July, in June, actually, after the Cairo meeting. Stacey came to me and said, for all kinds of reasons, it would be better to use an African travel agent, especially for travel within Africa, for exactly the reasons you're suggesting, as well as that there are often more options available. I told her about a regional meeting in Kigali that ISOC was a part of and gave her the contact information for the person in ISOC who had handled that meeting and said perhaps they used a travel agent in Africa to support that meeting. And also Anne Rochelle, I pointed her to Anne Rochelle, who of course lives in Niger, because Anne Rochelle does deal with a local travel agent. I believe as a result of all of this that they are going to be booking travel through that travel agent for tickets that makes sense for.
There seems to be some indicator that they're trying to work smarter. Yes, Rashni, wish to say something else?
Yeah, it's Alan. I was going to comment. At this point, all that does is reduce ICANN's costs. I don't think there's any opportunity in this window to increase the number of people.
Yes, it doesn't benefit us at all.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing, but there's no chance of getting more people because of it at this point, as I read things.
However, we will continue the dialogue, and I don't think this is an issue that is going to go away quickly, so we do need to maintain diligence. It would be very useful if everybody from the regional at-large organisations could try and elicit some level of comment or reaction from their ALSs, even if it was simply a matter of a short paragraph or a sentence or two regarding how being able to attend a local meeting is either a positive effect or otherwise for them.
Wrong. Sherwood.
And to that end, I'd like to think that in Cairo,
left,
we might be able to have a section of time where, whilst the ALAC is meeting on the topic, what they're bringing to the table is very specific regional and at-large structures within their regional areas used. So I guess that's a little bit of homework to be set. And I would also like to think that that is a conversation and meeting that we can plan where Denise and the financial people who are in charge of the budget and, heaven forbid, even the people who are in charge of the travel. It'd be nice to actually be able to talk to Stacey in that context as well for future planning. Nick, is that a reasonable desire, or am I in a pipe dream here?
It's certainly reasonable.
Evan Leibovich.
Joined.
I would also note that...
Evan Leibovich.
Left.
I would also note that the in Denise and Doug's note, it was made clear that the objective is to have a dialogue with the community over the next year, related to the year following and following years after that. So, yes, taking time in Cairo would be entirely reasonable, I'm sure.
And with actual documentation and information being brought to the table. For example, the local information that Rajesh was talking to us about.
Do you already know the members who are going to be participating in the African structure for Cairo?
Sorry?
Evan Leibovich.
Joined.
please explain your question?
And say who you are.
Ron Sherwood.
Join.
And this is Rashida speaking. Do you already know the names of the people that will be participating from the African regions in Cairo?
No.
The answer was no. Okay.
I have one more comment on travel, Jalen.
Go ahead.
I'm asking Nick, formally asking Nick.
Joined.
So I would like to suggest, this is Rashida speaking,
Is he continuing?
Cheryl,
okay.
I don't know who's speaking. I don't know who's supposed to be speaking.
That's the French translator saying it's Rashida speaking. Please wait. Rashida needs to wait until Alan Greenberg has finished. Go ahead, Alan.
I would just like someone to formally ask when we will start travel procedures. Stacy sent out a note last week saying we would get stuff later that week. It's a week later and nothing has arrived. Because of my travel schedule, it's going to be very hectic. I'd really like to know when the procedure will start. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Rashida, go ahead. Do we have anything more from any of the language channels, French or Spanish? Yes? No? Okay. Nick, are we able to ascertain whether Tricia and Patrick are joining us? If not, we should...
Hello, Patrick is there.
Ah, Patrick, you snuck in on us. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You've been lurking. Good heavens. Okay, now, Anetta has just asked if there's going to be a Skype chat set up for this call. I'll tell her no, there is the Adobe Connect, and we should... Now, with great apology, if Patrick has been there for any length of time, because we were actually...
No, I was there for only 30 seconds.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better. Thank you, Patrick. I'm more than happy to spend several more minutes on the into our ALAC meeting on the important matter of the ALAC review, because, after all, that would have been on our agenda anyway. Been just closing off on the travel discussion.
Left.
And we knew Hong would have to leave. And she has posted her liaison report, so we should note that. That, of course, that travel is only one of the package, the several ways that we need to look at increasing participation. But I do believe we need to maintain and plan for proper discussions in Cairo, that at this stage of our development, it is still an important part of participation. In the absence of timely and suitable interpretation of documents, and in the absence of everyone being, at an ALS level at least, totally au fait with what ICANN is asking them to do and the background to the commentaries that they're being asked to make. We certainly are doing a lot in our briefings now, but the face-to-face meetings at this point are still a vital part of the foundational work we're doing. Patrick, I know that in terms of your desire to hear from the wider group of at-large people, both those that are of ALSs and within RALOs and the ALAC, you've heard plenty of responses on a couple of the recommendations, notably number 7, not surprisingly, but there are,
sure we all know, another 23 recommendations that the ALAC would like to get a broad view on so that we can put a consensus or at least overview document through you, to you, Patrick. And is there anything you'd like to... Is there anything you'd like to begin with in this 10 or 15 minutes we're going to devote to the ALAC review? And Patrick, can I just say we have people on the Spanish and French channel, so if you can make sure that you identify yourself when you answer as I am now, and speak slowly so that they can do the interpretation.
Yes?
And star six is the mute for this call.
Hi.
Patrick?
Yeah, well, I don't hear you that good. So, do you want my comments on the...
Join.
Yeah, so, do you want my comments on the review of the ALAC?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's a question. I'm not sure I totally understood what you were saying previously.
Okay. Patrick, I'm obviously talking to a Patrick, which I have made an error in assuming who you are. What is your second name?
No, I am not sure you are the speaking to the St. Patrick. It's Patrick
that's
van der Waal from
right.
The European...
That is exactly right, Sebastian. I have just worked that out.
Darlene.
I apologize for putting
left.
You on the spot, Patrick. I thought you were the Patrick Jerry who we were expecting on this call. My apologies.
But if
you would like to tell us about your views, please feel free.
Cheryl, you've got Tricia.
Excellent.
And just, Patrick, I hope he's joining. I had just left him a message to say that I might be a few minutes late, but in fact I was fine. But what it does mean is I've got to leave by 10 minutes after the hour. So that's in, what, about 35 minutes' time.
Okay, well, I think we definitely need to power through this then. So, Tricia, I don't know whether you heard my question to... the wrong Patrick.
No, I didn't. I came in just as Patrick realised that he was the wrong one.
I had preempted the conversation by saying that your committee has heard a great deal of feedback on one or two of the recommendations. Particularly notable is recommendation number 7, but there is at least 23 others that need to be discussed, and the purpose of our call tonight before our ALAC meeting is to explore opinions on some of those. But I was asking whether there was any particular introduction or a selection, a shortlist of those recommendations which you wish to pay attention to first.
No, I think, just by way of brief introduction, and I know Cheryl and probably some others have heard me say this over the last week when we've been on some of the calls. Really, this is not in lieu of the written feedback, which is needed by the end of the period of the 12. And we're looking really for input and feedback, preferably not in relation to the points that you raised, Cheryl, which is the voting rights and other aspects, which in fact have been covered very fully. And, we will be delighted to hear more reasons, but we're also looking at the substance on other aspects. I suppose, from the committee's point of view, recommendation 12 is important, but also the recommendations covering what I would call some of the operational aspects that came out from the report, because there clearly are a number of those which affect you and which we've had very little input so far on, and it would be really helpful to have that.
Okay.
If I might take the lead on
and,
your
and sorry, we're just finishing off, and
sorry?
We're here to listen. So it's really we're gathering input rather than, you know, entering into a discussion on any of the things at this point.
That's understood and appreciated. Taking your second point first, a number of the operational aspects are in fact things that the ALAC and the pursuit of a better communication model between the ALSs, the RALOs and the ALAC, which is our current focus, certainly was in Paris and continues to be, are addressing a number of those, and in the ALAC response, which you will get by the 12th, those will be highlighted and covered. But perhaps we can look now to get the wider view on any or all of the other recommendations, but specifically recommendation 12, and I'm just scanning down through the document.
That picks up in terms of NCUC and the sort of the GNSO and policy input aspect point.
Yes. I just want to read it because we have both a French and Spanish channel operating at the moment. So
okay.
It's easier if everyone has the interpretation. Recommendation 12, which we would like to discuss, is as follows. That the ALAC should explore ways to differentiate between organisations that genuinely represent individual internet users and are therefore ALS candidates, as opposed to those which may be better fit with the NCUC. I certainly have a response to that, but I'd like to hear the responses from others on this call. If you have on Skype, please indicate on Skype that you wish to respond. If you are in the Adobe room, please indicate there that you wish to respond. And in the absence of anybody waving at me, I'll start naming people and asking them to respond. Okay, somebody said I would like to speak. Ah, Sebastian, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. It's Sebastian from France. It's a little bit difficult and interesting question. Is that do we have an organization who just fit in one box within the ICANN arena? And I don't think that even one single person could fit just in one single box. Then it's a wrong question. Around this table, the discussion, we have people who could speak on behalf of different stakeholders, but they are here because they are ALAC or ILSs. They are here because they want to speak for and on behalf of the end users. But tomorrow they could be seated on the table and they will speak on behalf of a business, the government, a non-profit organization, a university, whatever. Because all of us are multi-faces and our organization too. For example, for ISAC France, when we decide to join ALAC, we had a long conversation and we decide also to open in the future, hopefully, the participation to company, to the French chapter. And if we do so, we think that it could be also interesting for our member to become member of the business constituency. And I don't see why the discussion is just are we fitting within the NCUC or within the ALAC? It could be much more broader. Thank you very much.
Sebastian, if I can just perhaps clarify something, and as I say, we're here to listen rather than, but I think this point is important. The recommendation 12 is from the Westlake report, from the independent report. what we are looking to do is actually to review and build on that. So actually, your comments about, you know, it isn't one size fits all, and we may belong in different places, is very good input that you should put in to this. And in fact, it's from some of the other outreach meetings that we've taken part in, that's some of the comments that we've had.
I now have Alan wishing to speak. Alan, go ahead, please.
I'm going to say something similar to what Sebastian said, and Tricia has already heard this in several other meetings, but I was asked to speak here.
That's why I made the point from Sebastian's one. So we're, you know, he's reinforcing,
yeah,
which is very helpful.
I want to add one aspect which the other ALAC people may not be aware of. The ICANN bylaws specifically say that you can join one GNSO constituency, and that doesn't preclude you from joining and working in another one in parallel at the same time. And I think ALAC is in a similar sense. If you have interests that say you want to look at in detail at GTLD issues, then you fit well within the GNSO, and we now have a good home for it with the new reorganization. If, on the other hand, you want to look at things in a more pick-and-choose fashion and be able to comment on anything in regards to ICANN, whether it's a policy issue or ICANN structure itself, then the ALAC is a good home. And any given group may find they fit in one or the other or both. So I think the question is poorly worded at best.
I think it was an observation, and I'm actually very keen to make sure that in the ALAC response we respond to each of the 24 recommendations. I'd be keen to have further input on this. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah. My real concern was the way the questions worded demanded some certain types of answers, and I think that wording a question like that prejudices the answer, and I think we have to be careful of things like that.
I think, Alan, we're on the same wavelength. As I say, the recommendations are, we have that's the report, and the working group had no part in that. What we're trying to do is to encourage feedback and encourage feedback on all aspects of it.
Yeah, no, I understood that. I wasn't making my speech for your benefit, but for the other people who haven't heard it three times already.
Yeah, thank you.
thank you, Alan. Do you have any comments you'd like to bring forward? And not on recommendation 7, please.
Turning off mute there. I'm sorry, do I have any comments on this particular issue or the ALAC review in general, or...?
ALAC review in general, recommendation 12 if you wish to address it, but looking at recommendation 7 specifically.
Well, in the discussion that's just been had on recommendation 12, I guess my concern would be that I'm not sure that the ALAC is well served necessarily by people being in the business constituency and being an ALAC. If I heard what was discussed clearly, I think the ALAC should be not necessarily limited, but it should represent the user community. So if people have other interests that could be seen as or could be deemed a conflict of interest to the user community, then they should probably go join that community. I know there's been some commonalities with the business constituency and ALAC in the past, and that's probably not a big deal, but could arise conflicts with the registrar constituency, in which case I don't think it would be appropriate that someone be in both. In the ALAC review in general, I made a comment on yesterday's Relo call that I will just restate briefly, which is my biggest concern with the ALAC review, other than the fact that it did not appear to represent what I didn't see a lot of what I told the Westlake people reflected in there, and other people I talked to seemed to have the same reaction. It's just that it didn't go far enough to make the case, in my opinion, that the ALEC needs to have some sort of stronger role than simply an advisory one in order to be considered legitimate both inside and outside the organization.
Annette here.
Can I just remind the callers that if you have background noises or conversations that are going on in your office space or where you're making the call from, that you use star 6 to mute, that would be greatly appreciated. Is there anyone on the Spanish or French channel who wish to contribute to the ALEC review conversation? If not, I have Annette. Go ahead, Annette.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. I would like to reaffirm what just has been said. The role, well, first, it does not really reflect what many people have been telling those who actually made this report. And it is a very ahistorical report, and ahistorical, it is important because it really, how do you say, it is important for the structure of ALEC and what people expect ALEC to be and how they work with it. And one issue are voting rights and not just advisory role. The other issue is budget and a sort of little autonomy to actually be able to organize things, of course, in cooperation with ICANN staff, but to actually know, yes, we do have as a RALO a certain amount of money, and yes, this is what we think it should be spent on, and this really helps to organize work and does not create such a lack of efficient procedure. So the role of budget is extremely important, and it's not mentioned at all in the review. The role of staff is extremely important. It has been mentioned several times that staff has not only been supportive but also disruptive in several meetings and organizing of meetings. There's a list of issues mentioned, and I'm willing to discuss this longer in a personal talk and give some examples.
Annette, if I may, if you would care to have any of the specific points you wish to have raised incorporated, even as a minority report, in the ALEC response, please pass them forward to us.
Please, I didn't understand the last sentence.
Can you please pass on any specific comments you wish to have included on your behalf, even if it's a minority report? You do not have to have consensus support for it to be included in the ALEC response.
Okay.
That goes for all people on this call. Okay, Wendy, go ahead.
Sorry, just before then, Annette, I don't know whether you've received the various little emails that I've sent, but I'm very happy to call you and have talk and discuss some of these points as well. Personally, very happy on that.
Great.
Wendy,
go ahead.
I want to agree with much of what Annette and Beau have already said. I won't repeat just echo their comments on the sort of ahistorical nature of this and their the report not listening to the input from me and from dozens of other people that I've talked to, so I'm hoping that the review group is reaching out to as many people as the reviewers should have reached out to try to hear those comments or to get the raw materials that the Westlake reviewers had, because I'm otherwise afraid a lot of important discussion is lost.
Wendy, just one point on the raw material. that we can't have access to. Westlake, for confidentiality, I think destroy everything. So, it may be something to look at reviews generally.
Yes.
But we
I understand. That makes sense to me. It's unfortunate because it means
we spend a lot of work on it.
There's no way either to sort of check the reality of what they're saying.
Well, I'm thinking of one comment into the review process generally of almost having a health warning to say if you input to the reviewer, and it's perhaps correct that they are not allowed to, they do have to keep things confidentially and not allowed to divulge, but saying please keep a copy because from the review process it would be, it might be really helpful to have that if you don't mind, once the report is published. So it is frustrating. It's frustrating for us as well because quite apart from everybody saying, people saying we've done all this already,
right.
Etc. and being unhappy, we're also unhappy because we can't have it as well. So I think it's something that can get input to reviews generally, but at the moment we're all stuck with it unless anybody gets
thanks. Copy. I'm glad to have that incorporated into the general review of the reviews. on the specific subject here, I hope the working group is taking a broader look at what needs to be done within ICANN to make the ALAC effective. The reviewers seem to spend a lot of time almost nitpicking at details of the ALAC structure. Procedurally, we should use wikis instead of mailing lists. terms of the chair should be 2 years instead of 1 year. Without addressing what to me has been the critical problem, and many others have brought it up, that with this sort of attenuated input channel, it's hard to get anyone's attention among the people we want participating in the process. It's really hard to say, come join us, give your valuable input into a funnel that goes through regional at-large at-large structures to regional at-large organizations to an advisory committee that can say something that the board might or might not say something about, but that really has very little bearing on the policy development process or the decisions made by ICANN. So what needs to be done within ICANN to make this structure one that legitimates ICANN as a public benefit corporation that's listening to the interests of the individual Internet users and that is giving ICANN the true benefit that it seeks from what individuals and public interested and Internet-using individuals have to say.
Yeah. Well, certainly, and from those of you, those that have been on some of the other calls, I hope it's clear that we are, trying to encourage as much feedback, good and bad, we want to hear it, but B, also then, to try and look at, real positive and work with you as to real positive ways of using that to do exactly what you said. Clearly, there isn't a one-size-fits-all there.
Indeed.
The last comment that I will add very briefly is I still think it would be helpful to give a sort of comparison baseline of how is ALAC functioning as compared with alternatives. The alternative that I continue to champion is that of direct at-large elections, and the review group can say that is something that has been rejected, but I think it would be useful as a matter of comparison to say, does this complex and elaborate structure function better or worse on a few key elements as compared to what one could do with a general at-large election. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Wendy.
Okay. Tricia, we really need to, I'm afraid, look at wrapping this up now within the next 60 to 90 seconds or so, because we have an agenda to continue with. Is there any particular points other than recommendation 12 and the operational ones, which we will be addressing, that you you wish to ensure we get responses?
No, really, as I say, Cheryl, it was the operational, because as you know, with the GNSO review, I think the operational recommendations of the report were actually widely accepted as being helpful. It was obviously the structural things which there was a lot of discussion on. So on the operational, I think it's really important, and a lot of what Wendy and Annette and others have said, you know, we're there, so that's really helpful. 12 was really helpful because obviously that's new or that's very current. But no, this was really, as I say, to outreach and to encourage feedback or points that people want to raise.
Okay, thank you for that. I noticed Evan typing in Skype at the moment. Evan, did you wish to make a point before we close off on this part of the meeting?
Well, I'd only had a question. Somebody's had a comment to me on a side chat mentioning that Westlake was quite clear in Paris that they were not using their conventional reporting procedures, that they were given instructions not to use their standard investigation techniques. And as a result, this may have had a bearing on why there were so many comments that were received that were believed to be simply ignored or put by the wayside or not at all reflected in the summary report. And I'm wondering whether or not the BGC has received that same kind of input.
Well, I'm not aware that there was any limitation at all in terms of the way that that they operated, and I'd be very happy to actually ask Richard Westlake directly to ask what limitations he felt he had. We actually had an open discussion with Richard Westlake with the working group, I think our second working group meeting, to see if there were issues or other things. But I'm not aware that there was anything that was done which, or any instructions which, you know, stopped them from doing things that they would normally do.
All right.
So if whoever, you know, if anybody wants to either provide details, or I'd be very happy as well to even take it up, or get the working group to take it up directly with Richard Westlake. But I can honestly say that this was done very independently, and they were free to do whatever they wanted to do.
Thank you very much, Tricia, for that clarification. And if we can, anybody can give you the information that they have come by. I think what's important for all of us on this call, and obviously the experiences that we've had between Paris and now with the committee's outreach to us, is that you're making every attempt to be as inclusive and as open for dialogue as possible. So I'm quite sure many of us will take individual advantage of that, but wish to assure you that an ALAC-wide response will be forthcoming. Whilst I have a number of RALO people on this call, I'm obviously more than hopeful that the RALOs will be sending in their own regional responses if they have anything important might be lost or diluted in a ALAC-wide response. I think that's essential, but the repetition of important points goes to the beginning. And I'm certainly aware of a number of ALSs that are also intending to respond by the 12th. So, Tricia, I guess we can just say that you should be getting a number of things probably very close to deadline, but we're all volunteers, and that's just the way of the world at times.
So are the working group, so we understand that as well. And just in wrapping up, I mean, my intention with the working group's intention with the report is, if there are either minority views or matters raised which are not reflected in the recommendations on the report, and bear in mind for Cairo, we're looking to do an initial thinking document. We're not planning to do the final report until Mexico, so there'll be an opportunity to gain further comment after that's presented. And we're hoping that we're going to leave enough time that translations can be done, and we're hoping that they will be there for the discussion. But also, if there are minority views or strong views that are expressed on any particular topic, we won't hide from reporting that these have been raised, so that, and you know, just not for, just put in a dustbin, that we will not do. We'll, you know, we're looking, we would actually bring them out and perhaps say either we're still considering them or that we've rejected them. But certainly we'll be giving feedback. And all I can do now, because I need to get off and you need to get on with your agenda, is just really to thank you for the opportunity. Thank people like Alan and Cheryl, who have been on several, and Evan as well, who've been on several of the calls, so may have heard some of the things, but I think it's been really helpful, and it will all get fed in, as well as the written comments that happen.
Well, thank you very much, Tricia. We certainly appreciate our two-way communication exercise, and it will go a long way to making the Spanish and French speaking participants very happy indeed if timely translation of documents were available. So keep up the good work, we can only hope.
Well, I'm not doing, all I can do is encourage Nick and staff to encourage the people that do the translation, and also to give enough time to do them. Beyond that, we can only hound to try and get them.
Well, I think hounding is definitely helpful, so thank you for the efforts. All right,
okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Tricia. We'll draw that to a close now and return to our...
Tricia Drake.
Left.
...standard meeting. For those of you who have been having a side chat on the Adobe Connect...
Left.
Why we are spending this time. It would have been a significant agenda item for the ALAC anyway, and to have the opportunity to engage with ALS members and RALA representatives as well as members of the review committee was a vital opportunity that the executive of the ALAC felt was necessary to do. We also noted that for some reason on timing, our guests actually arrived later than planned, which pushed back our allocation by some 15 minutes at least. So my apologies to those of you who had little or no interest in the previous conversations of travel and ALAC review, but many people had dialed in to the pre-meeting specifically for those two topics to be discussed, and it was important to complete them. In closing of that topic, it's very important that not only do the independent views of individuals and of ALSs and the group views of RALOs get sent forward, but please give the ALAC list as much feedback between now and Thursday to assure that your comments, if you wish them to be compiled in an overview response, are compiled. Other than that, we'll now move on to the standing agenda items. Nick,
just before we do get into the depths of that, I assume we will be looking at the... we won't be using the Connect Pro Meeting area now again, will we? Are you going to show any of the website areas on that, or are we just going to work off the attached documents later in the meeting?
I believe that it's all on the website. Sharing the computer screen in Adobe Connect doesn't work all that well unless you have nothing open but what you're sharing, and that's not the case
not,
for me.
Not possible in this circumstance. Okay.
Not really.
In that case, if there's anybody who is only, I'll just check, is there anybody who is only on the, I think Danny is only on the Connect channel, and there's a few people who aren't on our Skype as well. We will leave that open so I can see if anybody is wishing to speak through that format. Okay, now, the adoption of agenda, I trust everyone has had
to
simply call for any
left.
Other business items to be added to tonight's formal ALAC meeting, in which case they can raise their hands now for anything to be added.
My GNSO report is there, but I would like some time to talk about it.
Okay, Alan, how much time do you need?
Assuming there's no discussion, I need 5 minutes. I suspect it'll be longer.
All right, then. We'll allocate between 5 and 7 for the purpose of that, and we'll do that as we come to the point of the report. Any other agenda items? If not,
Cheryl,
we'll move on. Yes?
It's Jacqueline. I just posted up some stuff from the CCNSO last meeting, but they have their meeting the week next week, so there's not much new until after next week.
But
there's nothing much to really discuss except for that initiative that you had with the chairs of that you had with Chris.
Yep.
Which I don't know if you want to talk about it.
Well, that's an agenda item, so yes, we will. So that's fine if
okay.
We do that there. Thank you, Jacqueline. Yes, Nick, what did you want?
Oh, we don't have to do the announcements now. I just, we wanted to announce the upcoming briefings for the next month at some point, that's all.
Well, I think while we probably still have other than just ALAC people on the call, although I've noted and I assume we'll note for the minutes that some have had to leave us for the formal meeting, please go ahead and make those announcements now, and then we shall just move through to the summary minutes.
Matthias, I hand it over to you. You may be muted.
Excuse me, did you talk to me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was muted. Well, there are two meetings coming up this month. We have the SAC presentation on DNS response modification with Dave Piscatello. This meeting is on September 17th. This is next Wednesday at 1300 UTC. And then we will have another meeting on the 29th of September on IANA, an overview of IANA, what it is doing and what relationship it has with the Department of Commerce. And this will be Kim Davis from IANA who will be in charge of this presentation. And yeah, and then of course we plan to have two more presentations on the RAA, right? This is actually not really, has not been planned yet, but we're currently trying to see if there's an interest for this kind of meeting.
The announcements are that there will be a forthcoming two briefings related to registrants and the impact of the existing system and stakeholders in the registration of domain names and how they affect users will be one briefing, and the second briefing will be how they affect registrants.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Moving on to the adoption of the minutes from the 12th of August, I assume you've all had the opportunity to review those summary minutes. Is there any amendments or changes anyone wishes to propose to those? If not, can I have someone move that those minutes be accepted?
Yeah, well, it's Sebastian. I want to move the minutes, but just before, I would like to we don't do the roll call, and I just want to introduce our new member of the ALAC, that's Patrick van der Waal, who is taking the seat of Veronica Crescu. He's just joined us, and he was just elected, and I think it's good time to welcome him, even if we can do that in person, hopefully in Cairo too.
Thank you very much for that, Sebastian, and my humblest apologies. I'm, for a number of reasons, a little more weary than usual, and I did skip over number two. We will, in fact, call for apologies from any members, and we won't do a full roll call. But welcoming Patrick is a very important and very pleasurable task. So, Patrick, welcome indeed. And in fact, I'm looking forward to working with you, as we have worked in the past in the ISOC world, with this slightly different hat on. So welcome aboard, Patrick. And I'm also looking forward to Adam Peake joining us, and he may join us in the call later. He has a competing IGF meeting tonight, unfortunately, but that won't be a problem for future meetings.
Cheryl, it's Alan. Before we continue, since we've had so many people drop off from the pre-meeting, it would be nice to know if we at least have quorum here and who's here in case we take any formal action.
That's certainly the case. Staff should have a list of who's on and off. Are we still quorate? Or do you wish us to have a roll call of ALAC members? Matthias? Nick?
Matthias?
Yeah, sorry, I was muted. Yeah, I can give you a list of names. Just one second.
Well, do we have a quorum?
We have Sebastian, we have Bo, we have Cheryl, we have Alan. We have Vanda, we have Patrick, and that's it. That's it from the ALEC members.
That's not a quorum.
We have Hawa on the French channel too?
We have Hawa.
We have Hawa on the French channel. Fatimata is not here. Yeah, so we have seven.
We have seven.
And Robert.
We have Robert, so we're right. Yep.
Robert's gone. He said that he had to leave, I believe.
Yeah.
Did I hear Annetta leave as well?
And Annetta left, yes.
Well, that's dropped us below quorum.
Okay, then let's just continue with the non-business.
Continue with the non-business, which is, might I say, a little bit frustrating because we were well over quorum. Anyway, and it's not as if we've gone over our allocated meeting time.
Sorry for mentioning it.
No, I'm glad you did, but I did expect that we still had Robert. I thought I heard Annetta leave, but there we are.
And I'm sorry, this is from Hawa, and it would be important to introduce Rashida as well as one of the new ALASs.
Ah, yes, thank you for that, Hawa. Yes, and welcome to one of the new African ALSs. And indeed, Rashid, thank you for your contribution in the earlier call. I should just let you know that when we are discussing items within an ALAC meeting, votes and comments are called for only from ALAC members, and Howard will be representing Africa in that tonight. But if we ask for further comments, then please feel free to let Howard or people on the French channel know. Nick is noting that Annetta is still on Skype, so if we can choose her. If she's going to continue on Skype, we may have to... yes, I heard her leave the call, Wendy, but I did wonder whether or not, if she's still on Skype, whether she could rejoin us. Okay, right, back to the summary minutes. If you move them, Sebastian, I'm afraid we can't actually vote to accept them, but we will do that online. and we can review the August 12th action items in a great deal less time than 8 minutes, which was the allocation. I believe that all of the action items have been attended to, and in fact most of those which have ongoing actions form part of tonight's agenda. So unless anyone objects, we'll move on to the next item. Is there any objection?
Nope.
Okay. Current status of ALS applications. Have there been any changes that we should be aware of, Nick? Those of you who are new to...
Sorry, I was muted.
That's fine. I was just saying those of you who are new to us, for looking at the status of ALS applications, please note that it's a Google document, so you'll need a Google document account. Yes, Nick, go ahead.
At this point, we have ISOC New York, for which we are... that application has been accepted, sorry. We have the Foundation for Building Sustainable Communities in North America, where we are awaiting the regional advice. We have Internauta Chile, which I think we're about to receive regional advice on it. It's due by the 10th of September. So can anybody hear me?
Yes.
I can, but Vanda's not hearing you.
Vanda's apparently not. Sorry, Vanda. So I think we will shortly have regional advice to approve Internauta Chile. In fact, I'm pretty sure about it. And thanks to Kara Tiana Tairu, the vice chair of the AP Rallo, ISOC India has applied for ALS status, and that application is on track. It's a very new application, though.
I think it's very exciting to have a new run of new applications, and I'd like to think that in the next 12 months we'll be seeing an incremental increase of these. Evan,
one other thing I would say is Evan is noting online that the regional advice was given, and I remember him saying that actually, so I think it's just a matter of us needing to update this spreadsheet.
All right. Thank you for that. Moving on to the liaison reports, all of the liaison reports that have been linked, the role at the moment for liaison reports is that they be linked and people to look at them, but we have a placeholder on the GNSO liaison because Alan wishes to speak to his report. Please go ahead, Alan.
Okay. First of all, I've taken a different tact on this report. The last GNSO meeting was 2 hours long. It took me something like double that to write the report, trying to both reference all the relevant documents and extract where appropriate so people could read quickly. I really would like some feedback from the committee members to what extent it is worth that kind of effort if people really go through it. I'm assuming people are going to read it. I'll highlight a couple of items, however, which require or request ALAC input. One is inter-register transfer policy. There's a massive amount of work that has been done and will continue to be done on various aspects of inter-register transfer. The first phase has been completed and will be going out for comment within the next couple of days, I'm expecting.
Joined.
The ALAC has to decide whether we're contributing or not. Constituency statements are requested but not necessarily obligatory for ALAC. There's a huge amount of noise in the background. Does anyone else hear that?
Yes, there is something. Yeah. Can you please mute using star 6?
It's
not,
gone now.
You mute everybody.
Okay. I'm not an expert on registrar events, so I would suggest that someone else look at it and decide if indeed ALAC needs to comment on this. I suspect the answer is no, but we should make a conscious decision. On new GTLDs, a number of
things. Sorry, Alan, on one topic, on what topic you want you
in,
were
inter-register
that,
transfer policy. It's in my report.
I know. I read carefully, and I was. It's really good report. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
It's Sebastian. I just want to say something on that subject because, as you may know, and I wanted to add that to your report, that I am into this working group, and I think it's a very important one. We need to answer. Because one of the questions is how we can give available the mail address of the registrant to the registrar, the losing one and the winning one. And I think it's really, at least for this question, one we need as ALAC to at large to answer. Thank you.
Then I will expect you or you will find someone to try to instigate a response. Is that reasonable?
I heard Vanda agreeing there as well. I also think it's well worthwhile responding to.
As I go along, you'll note that there's a lot of things that are worthwhile that we haven't been really good at doing, so I think we need to pick our targets carefully. Mm-hmm. With regard to new GTLDs, the process of developing the development of the process to handle applications is developing. The one thing I think to note in that is that there has been an ongoing discussion whether to use auctions or not. There have been a number of comments by several people, including some at-large people. Assuming it goes ahead and auctions will be used, there is going to be a potentially huge influx of money. I would think that the ALAC should make a statement on how some of this money be used, because there are opportunities for outreach, there are opportunities for helping developing countries and other disadvantaged parties in the GTLD process. And I think we should make a short but very clear and very strong statement. There was an interesting discussion on the U.S. Department of Commerce letter regarding the RAA. There was no substantive issues raised, but the fact that it was discussed as a separate item was interesting in its own right. Report on the ad grace period, saying again, Newstar has reported results for a second month and allowed ICANN to release them, and they are doing exactly what they hope the AGP change would do, that is the volume is way down and staying down. Affilius is not yet implemented. As a matter of information, GNSO previously could only vote in person or on teleconferences. Over the last number of months, they requested that the board make a change to allow voting to be done online in some ways to make sure that on policy and important votes, those who are not at the meeting have an opportunity to, a short opportunity, but an opportunity to cast their vote. That's now been done. And it had, in fact, been used in the first time in this meeting. Regarding who is, there is a... it's been a long process that a number of groups, including the GAC, have suggested that studies be done prior to additional who is work. It was decided that prior to such studies, one should try to come up with specific hypotheses, that is, to say what it is you're trying to test in any given study, to make sure that we don't end up getting information that does not address the original issue. A group was put together to attach hypotheses to the various studies that have been suggested, and a report has been issued. ALAC has explicitly been asked to comment, if we wish, with preliminary comments in time for the September 25th council meeting, and formal comments in time for decisions to be made at the October 16th council meeting. So that's a tight time frame. In terms of geographic regions, a year ago the board said that they're going to look at geographic regions. The CCNSO came out with a proposal for an ICANN-wide task force, and a number of groups, including the GNSO and ALAC, were asked to comment on this. The intent was staff was going to summarize statements by early September, which is now. To my knowledge, the ALAC has not formally done anything on this yet. Am I right, Cheryl, or is something going
other
on?
Other than agreeing that we agree, ALAC, a cross-constituency working group, is merited.
Have we agreed or have we sent it to the board?
I don't believe we've sent it. That we have discussed it.
One might want to look at the ICANN, at the GNSO one. It also strongly supports it, but in addition gives a number of principles which it thinks should be followed in such a task force. We may want to do something formal, and the time frame is very short on that, apparently. On GNSO restructuring, as you may know, the board has approved the bulk of the restructuring that was recommended by the work group. That is the bicameral house and a number of things. Some of the issues have not been settled. One of the statements they did make was that constituencies must re-register themselves to say they still meet the criteria and then do so again every 3 years. The criteria has to do with things like fairness, openness, transparency, and representativeness. It is interesting that the board did not make the same statement about stakeholder groups. Now, since the stakeholder group is the entity that decides who actually sits on council from the constituencies, I think this is a glaring gap. And I think the ALAC should make a very strong statement to the board prior in time for the September 30th board meeting. That is, we expect a similar level of openness at the stakeholder group level as at the constituency level. And I would be glad to lead that effort, but I think we need to do something and need to do it very quickly and very formally.
Yes, thank you for that, Alan, and I'll take you up on that volunteer offer.
And lastly, on the discussion on the ALAC review with Tricia Drakes, a comment was made at the end that it is reasonable that constituencies verify their openness and representativeness to the board, so should the ALAC. And we should be able to do it and be required to do it. An interesting comment that we need to think about. That's it.
Okay. Thank you.
I would like comments back. Thank you, Sebastian. On this level of report, it took many hours to do. But if people actually read it and get something from it, it's worthwhile. If they don't, I'm not going to put that kind of effort into it. So let me know, please. Done.
Okay, thank you, Alan, and I certainly think it's an enormously useful liaison report, particularly with a very busy and active period that the GNSO has been going through. And Wendy's also mentioned that on Skype, if you didn't pick that up. I think you are on that Skype channel.
Yeah, I am. I will point out that if you look at that, that was a two-hour meeting. One of our targets is to achieve that much real work and real discussion in a two-hour meeting.
Excellent indeed. Right, is there any questions for Alan on that? If not, the question of issues to be raised at the ICANN board meeting, are any of the regional meetings, most of which I think have already been held for this month, have they brought up any particular things? I know Asia Pacific has one thing it would like to raise, but are any of the other regional reps wishing to bring something forward for Wendy to raise with the board? Africa? Matthias or Frederick, whoever's been attending the regional meetings, are there any points and issues that need to be raised at the next ICANN board meeting?
And just a comment from Hawa on Alan's report, it was very well done and it was very good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do we have any comments from regional people on the geographic issues? I would think they should be the ones most concerned.
Well, Asia Pacific is very concerned and desperately needs to ensure that an ICANN-wide approach is taken to it.
There have also been comments made about this in the LAC region. Just to follow up on your comment, Alan, I know that the GNSO has gone far beyond simply saying that they believe that a cross-community group should be formed to look at geographic regions. But it is a true statement that at this time, all you do need to say is, yes, such a group should be formed. And Cheryl did say that. So.
Okay. I will point out now that the GNSO has stated principles. If we disagree with any of them, we should probably should say so.
Yes, well, we might need to actually review that, because my response to the question was, yes, we agree. I think that's a job that the executive better have a look at that. But Alan, you might want to assist things
in this particular case, I will volunteer.
Thank you very much. Okay, getting back to issues to be raised at the ICANN board meeting. In the absence of any other Asia Pacific representative being on this call, I think it's the desire of the Asia Pacific RALO that we find ourselves, not unsurprisingly, I suppose, on the question of budgeting and money. Most concerned that we, as a region, have had a not just a workshop, but a main lead workshop accepted for IGF that actually is to run as a merged one with another organisation called ICANN. And interestingly enough, despite several attempts at contact, we've had no feedback from ICANN, either of the staff members, one of them being the Chief Executive Officer, as to whether or not AP RALO may be able to seek any sort of travel funding or support to get the one or two people who wouldn't be going to the IGF anyway there. I'm less concerned from an AP RALO point of view about whether or not we have to go and sell cakes at some sideshow to get ourselves there than I am in what appears to be utter disregard for a genuine request in a timely manner. We are now looking at, correct me if I'm wrong, staff, but I think this is now a 5 week old.
Adam Peake.
Join.
Welcome, Adam. Welcome, Adam, and I am now no longer the only Asia Pacific representative. And it is absolutely serendipitous that you have joined us right now, because I was just raising under issues to be raised at the ICANN board meeting the fact that the Asia Pacific Regional at Large organisation has had its proposal accepted by the IGF, but our request for feedback from ICANN, both staff and CEO, on the matter of are we able to get any support to attend, has not been answered. And I guess you won't be happy to hear that, putting on your other hat.
One must point out that Adam is, in fact, European in this context.
Yes, of course.
Yes, I'm going to be...
Sorry, of course. You see, I feel I own you. I do apologize.
That's all right. No, I'm very British today.
Yes, you're being British today, right? So I have to forget you really belong over here in our area.
Well.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
But I do work on IGF issues, and I can, when I see Teresa and others, mention it to her next week, if you wish.
Well, put it this way. We were less concerned, might I say, about a definitive answer on, you know, could we actually get the leads in that project to attend from a financial support point of view, that we were that the courtesy of other than one reply that said, I am out of office and will return sometime in August, was the only reply.
Cheryl?
Go ahead, yes.
Have they replied at all to any of your email?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely no response. And an auto office reply that says, I'm on holidays, is extremely unsatisfactory. So that's something that I think AP Rallo would like to have mentioned at a higher level now. The question of whether or not Adam joining us increased us back to quorum. Adam, unfortunately, we are one under quorum at the moment. Unfortunately, as much as I'd like to accept you as part of the quorum, you're not actually part just yet.
No, nope, not yet.
I'm unable to. Unfortunately,
I also should also go soon. I've been on another call for quite a long time and
understandable, but unfortunately...
It is nice to say hello to
even if I did want to try and count you, I can't because you're not actually signed over to us officially yet. Never mind. Okay, I would obviously encourage people to also respond on the lists to Wendy to take matters towards the board meeting. Can I ask, with my apologies for last night's executive meeting, did the executive raise anything that they needed to go to the ICANN board meeting?
No, we didn't go to... We didn't have anything to add at our call yesterday.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Yeah. And thank you for both the vice-chairs to... running that meeting in my unescapable absence, unfortunately.
There was an item in my report that needs to be done prior to the board meeting. It's Alan.
Sorry, can you just go back over that then?
It's the issue on fairness and openness within stakeholders groups. The board may well finalize the instructions to council on bylaws at that meeting, and I would like to make sure it's included.
Of course, our statement on the fact that the stakeholder groups need to have the same core criteria put on them, yes.
And the geographic one may also be on their agenda, I don't know. Maybe Wendy can help.
Wendy, do we know if that's on the agenda?
Is Wendy still on the call? I know she's on Skype, but I don't know if she's on the call.
I'm sorry, I was muted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is there likely to be any decision on geographic region working group at this coming board meeting?
I do not. I have not seen it on an agenda.
Okay, good.
The board has been focused on the GNSO restructuring, getting updates on new GTLDs, processes, and... we'll be having discussions on DNS.
Then we have a bit more time on that one.
Excellent. But we do, as you say, need to remind them that, in our opinion, the stakeholders need to be under the same criteria. Okay. Now, as we are under quorum,
joined.
The items that are listed for decision at this meeting... are in fact going to have to be not decided upon. And the ratification of the ALAC statement, we should be ratifying the RAA amendment statement tonight. It's been out for public comment for the appropriate period of time. I can't take a vote tonight if we're under quorum. If we put it online, we have a 7-day vote requirement. How can we get this off our decisions list promptly?
Cheryl, if you perhaps one thing that could be done is to see if there are any objections to the current statement by any of the members who are on the call. If there are none, of course you can have the 7-day vote, but in the meantime let the staff see the statement and say that it is up for a vote, and we'll be with them. The vote will conclude in 7 days, but there is not an expectation of an issue if you already have seven people.
Sure. Okay, so assuming that we have a near majority in agreement, we can send the draft through and say it'll be confirmed at the end of the vote period. That seems like a reasonable way forward to me. Does anybody object to us going through that process then now?
No.
No, you're the lead on this? You're happy with that, Bo?
Mm-hmm.
Probably muted.
I was going to say, once he comes off mute.
It is something else to add to our list for the rules of procedure revision.
To come off mute?
Awa agree.
Excellent. Thank you, Howard. Yes. I certainly
I guess agree. Everybody agrees.
I can't, if anybody disagrees who's on the call, which is at least seven of us, in terms of voting ALAC members, make yourself known now. In the absence of that, we will proceed by starting a 7-day ratification vote and forward the existing RAA statement as a draft pending ratification. And when will we expect to see that? That shouldn't be too difficult to set up for tomorrow, should it, gentlemen?
No problem. That's very easy.
Okay, so we can look at closing that off by the 16th. Excellent. Okay. The next item, which was actually for discussion/decision, the decision on whether or not we wish to make any statement on the terms of reference for the ESSAC review. Robert's no longer on this call, so I can't call on our ESSAC liaison to brief us on this matter. Does anybody wish to bring forward any points or raise any suggestions on this?
I haven't a chance to read that.
It's a part of terms of reference. We don't necessarily have to respond. Do we have a burning desire to respond? If that's the case, then I would suggest that we do not make that part of what is now a fairly busy September through to early October agenda. So rather than take on an extra role, I'd like to move to what is going to be similar to our decision on the RAA amendment, and that is the fact that we need to choose, not needed to necessarily be a vote, but we do need to choose. And here I'd be keen to hear the views of those members of the ALAC who are just joining us between the two navigation website options, both of which are as PDF documents for reference off the meeting page. Nick, do you wish to talk to this matter?
I'm sorry, Cheryl, which is that?
Website choices.
Ah, yes. This one, Matthias should walk us through briefly, I think.
Okay. Matthias, the floor is yours.
He's probably coming off mute.
All right, thanks. I hope you all...
Matthias, just before you start, Sebastian, can I just hand over to you for a moment? I'll be back shortly.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, Cheryl. Go ahead, Matthias, please.
All right, thank you. I hope you've all seen the document attached to the website, which contains an overview of the proposed navigation structure for the new at-large website. It's attached under agenda item number 3 for decision at this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a PDF document. And for those of you who did not have a look at it, I encourage you to open this document to see the proposed structure,
It's the same presentation I've already given to you in Paris, but most of you probably don't remember because it was really poorly. It was very difficult to see on the screen. So here you have the proposed web structure, and well, all we need to do in this meeting is to decide what kind of structure you would like, and then we go ahead and can implement this navigation structure. So there are two different proposals. You see option A and option B. And there are two examples, the main site, the main LX site, and then, as an example, a regional subsite. And this is only about the navigational structure, only about the heading and the left-hand side structure. And, well, I don't know, Nick, how do we go ahead? Do we just decide?
Well, it's... Yeah, there are two, I mean, as he says, there are two different ways of structuring the menu. Just so everyone knows, whilst we are populating the new menus, we will leave the old menu below it. So if you can't find what you're looking for in the new one, you'll always be able to get to it from the menu below, just to make sure that people have a way to transition between the two menus. The biggest reason we wish to do this now is because we want to create microsites for each region within the at-large site so that each region, when you select it, will have its own set of menus, as you see. This is the way we can then transition a lot of the static content from the regional wikis into the at-large site so that we can get to the point where regional community members may add their own news items and other items to the site as they wish. The page, as you see, it's simply two ways of looking at it. We figured we should give you at least two options. For my money, I think the second option is a little better because I think it will be a little more intuitive to someone who is either new to the community or not even a member, but is interested in what at-large does.
I agree, Nick. It's much more simple to reach things and understand what's going on.
And, of course, this is not the end. You know, if you like the second option better or the first option, and you think, oh, we should add a menu item here at some point. Mm-hmm. We can always do that.
Sebastian, I have a look on that. There are two items in the discussion. There is a layout of the page, and I agree with you and Vanda that the second, the option B, seems for me better. And there is what it's written. What are the subtitle and titles and so on. And I think I prefer the A structure. The A headlines. That's my...
Which part of A do you like?
For example, you have... in A, you have how to join us? I don't think it's on a B. For example, you have different titles. For example, you have in A, you have how to join us.
You're talking about the horizontal.
Not just the horizontal. For example, you have you have European at large officer in 1.2.2. Close that. If you go to 2.2.2, you have Eurolo board members, and that's not the same meaning. Then really, I prefer the A wording, and I prefer the layout of the B.
Okay, so the horizontal bar in A you like better, and
not just
vertical
horizontal,
menu
but also
B.
No. Vertical bar, I prefer A, but the organization, the boxes, the layout is better on B.
Okay. I think I understand.
Yeah, for example, I like the orange dot, but I think your yellow board member could be one, but I think on the A you have at large. Now you have you have European at large officer. That's not the same meaning. You don't have
joined.
That on B.
Right.
And I would like to have that on B.
Okay. I'm not quite sure I follow you. I think the mistake here that we made is that we didn't have exactly the same wording. In both.
It's why.
So
I am ready to work with you on that.
Okay. So am I correct that you like the idea of B, but
yes,
the menu items of A? You don't want to lose any of the items?
Yes.
Okay.
You get it.
All
okay.
Right.
Any other comments on the on this website proposal?
Yes, Patrick has a comment. Do you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes.
I personally like the design B better than A, but with the same comments as Sebastian. One thing I would like I would like to be sure is that you thoroughly test the layout with all the major browsers on the market, including the older ones, because it's a real issue to maintain the same layout across browsers, and it would be quite unfortunate that there might be some menus not appearing because of unsupported JavaScript, blah blah blah, and just wanted to be sure that before putting the thing in production you will check that compatibility. Thank you.
Sure, good point.
Okay, thank you, Patrick, and I guess we are done with this point. The next item, it's two input requested for GNSO Council restructuring. Do we have something to add to what we already discussed when Alan makes his report? Yeah, I guess we have to answer to the email sent by Denise.
Sebastian, please continue. I did continue to listen, but I did have to go onto mute and leave the computer, so I carried the phone with me. It's important that we respond to those very specific questions in the email.
Okay, who could take the lead to write the a draft for the to answer those questions? I think it's important to start by that.
I'll take the lead, but I really do want people to comment on it. I hate to write these things and then after the fact people, you know, say it was a sole work of me. So.
I'm sure you'll have the support of not just the executive on this. That would be greatly appreciated if you could do the wording, though, Alan. That would be good.
I will do that. I'll also point out, however, the pointed statement at the end, which says that they would like to see new constituencies, particularly in the non-commercial venue prior to January. We need to start doing some brainstorming on whether, in fact, there are any new constituencies related to users that we should be trying to get to coalesce.
Mm-hmm.
There's one obvious one in my mind, and that's
left.
Representing people like Bo, that is consumer issues from around the world, or consumer organizations from around the world forming a constituency. I'm sure there are others, but I think we need to start doing some brainstorming and doing it very quickly if something's going to happen in the next 4 months.
Can I, not as chair of the ALEC, but as a part of my other volunteer life, offer to be part of that brainstorming? I'll be there as chair as well, but we have a brand new national peak communication consumer body that's formed in Australia, and it seems to me that a number of other countries and regions may have similar organisations. So Bo's organisation, ACCAN, and a few others joining together sounds like the beginnings of exactly that.
Okay, I summarize this point saying that Alan will give us a first draft on the answer to the question raised by Denise and all the ALEC member and RALO member also have the right, even the obligation, to help the finalizing of this document. It's an important one in the way the GNSO will be finally completely restructured. Thank you, Alan, for doing that. Can we move to the item for discussion only? We are quite late. It's one and a half hour.
I think it would be good if we could, with permission of those that are on the call, continue, and I will leave that to your leave.
I wanted to ask how many time we can still stay on, because you may have other commitments, and there are points we even if we need to discuss it, we have no time. Okay, let's have 10 minutes more.
It's Alan. I can take 10, but not much more.
Okay, then we take 10 minutes more. At I will not say the time because it's not the same for all of us. Then 10 minutes and we stop. Okay, the next two items, it's probably made by Danny. And I just saw a mail sent it by, I guess, Bo about the first one. Bo, if you are still online, can you give us the discussion you have on the Narolo telecom from yesterday?
And Hawa and Rashida are in agreement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Sebastian. I don't think Bo is on the call.
Okay, somebody, maybe may I ask Evan to tell us, or who else from the North American region? Danny, Evan, Darlene, if one of you are still here, or are here, you will be more than welcome to tell us what was going on
muted.
Your...
If you're talking, you may be muted, in which case you need to hit star 7.
Okay, I will read what we received from Bo this during the beginning of the meeting, or at the beginning of... yesterday, the Narolo agrees that this proposal from Danny Junger was significant and important. We submit it today for ALEC consideration. I will mention it on this morning call and refer you to this note for detail. Then what I suggest is that we... Stephen?
Hi there, Stephen. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we are. We can hear you.
Okay. Thanks, Sebastian. Since I'm not as deep into the issue as either Bo or Danny, I will just briefly talk about what happened at the Narawa meeting. Essentially, Danny had sent out an email to our list entitled Maintaining the Safety Net, and it was talking about the grace period that exists between the time that a domain name expires and the time that it is made available for resale. And it was believed in some circles that there's actually a policy that such a grace period exists between the expiry time and to give the domain owner a chance to buy it before it goes back into the pool. And apparently that this may be understood by some people, but apparently it is not an actual policy, and it is only followed by registrars literally on their whim. And so Danny sent out a position paper that suggests that ALAC ought to be pressing ICANN to make what was called the redemption grace period, to install that into actual policy and to make that a requirement, because there already have been instances where the day after a domain expires, the registrar either reallocates it to somebody else or takes it on their own ownership. Anyway, like I say, I was not as deep into the issue as Bo or Danny, but that is the best summary I can give of it right now.
Yeah, it's Alan. Just one clarification. There is such a guarantee that a domain will not be reused immediately between the registrar and the registry. That is, the registry cannot let someone else have it, but there is no external guarantee beyond the registrar.
So essentially, we put that forward to ALAC in the belief that this was an important issue that ALAC needs to raise as a policy at a policy level with ICANN.
Okay. I don't know how to proceed with that, but I suggest that we keep that as a proposal, and we may exchange on the mailing list on that, and to try to find an agreement among the various relos and within the ALAC to push on that question. There is the document, it's already on the website, on the wiki, then I think it could be good to read it again and to discuss this point after the mail sent by Bo just a few hours ago. I guess you didn't answer to discussion for the second point raised by Danny Junger, and I think I will leave that on the same venue that the point one on the item for discussion only, because I would like to spend the last 5 minutes or so to the two last issue. It's at-large summit preparation and the CARO meeting preparation and planning. We need to work closely on that before the CARO meeting and during the CARO meeting. The XCOM is currently working on the first draft for the organization of the Saturday and Sunday. We need a few hours or day more to be able to release that to ALAC member and to the RELO Secretariat. But if you have any inputs you would like us to add or to have in the agenda of the CARO meeting, please feel free to send us to the ALAC internal list. About the at-large preparation, I guess it will be one of the major themes on the CARO meeting to be sure that we are ready to organize the at-large summit at Mexico, but I think we need to work a little bit in advance, and that the two sub-working group and the working group must at least meet by phone one or twice before the Cairo meet. Even may I ask you where you are, where we are on this subject?
What, in terms of in terms of the planning?
In terms of the working group, where about the contents and the organization of the meet itself.
Actually, there was a lot of disarray, shall we say, within the summit group because we were unaware until 2 weeks ago how many people would actually be able to be in Cairo for a planning meeting. There has been some discussion going on, and that will be, shall we say, restarted in the next couple of days. But there had been a lot of uncertainty. Is there a confirmation that there will be a day for summit planning on either the Saturday or the Sunday?
No, it's one of the subjects that I just sent to my colleague from the XCOM, a proposal for agenda for the Saturday and Sunday. My suggestion is that we use the Saturday. I put just the afternoon, but if we need more, the Saturday on the working group on the summit and open to other ALEC members or Rallusketer who want to participate, but working group on that subject, and that the Sunday will be dedicated on the ALEC matters, but 2 hours on the ALEC meeting open for final discussion. I put final into brackets, but final discussion on the summit with a proposal made by the working group the day before, and eventually some of the working group members who are not ALEC members will still work on the Saturday morning, sorry, the Sunday morning, and will give a final, into brackets once again, a proposal for the organization and the agenda for the summit.
And a comment from Hawa, please, if possible.
Yes, go ahead, Hawa.
Yes, what I would like to say is that I really hope to see that we are, in fact, able to take the time to do some planning around the summit meeting for Mexico because, you know, we discussed it, that we were going to talk about this during the Paris meeting, during the Los Angeles meeting, and we were not able to deal with it, you know. So now we're saying that we're going to deal with it in Cairo, and I just hope that we actually are able to go through with it this time.
Okay. Once again, for my fellow colleague of the XCOM, I sent before the meeting a first draft of proposition for the agenda of the Cairo meeting for the Saturday and Sunday. Then we need to finalize this proposal to send it to the other ALEC and Secretariat members. Even it's what I suggest in my proposal, but we have to finalize it. But I guess once again, it's if we want to be to succeed during the Cairo meeting to finalize almost everything for the summit, we need to have some work, additional work done before. And I suggest that the summit working group need to meet by phone before the end of this month, at least. Once and maybe once in October too, and maybe the subgroup could work in between.
Yeah, I think that's essential, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are we moving to Cairo meeting preparation? I know there's an overlap between what's been discussed under summit preparation and item 4.
So I'm sorry, can I just check on what the proposal is to meet on Sunday?
My proposal for the moment, the discussion is that how long time we need for, but the proposal is to have the working group summit on the summit preparation on the Saturday and to have the ALAC one-day meeting on Sunday. And within this day, to have 2 hours dedicated to the summit with the ALAC members, with all the ALAC members, and well, with the working group members too. And if after Saturday meeting they need more time to work, they could do it on Sunday morning.
Left.
During the first part of the ALAC one day meeting. It's on the table of the XCOM. And we have
okay. I can tell you that that won't be possible because all the hotel arrangements have already been made for Cairo. So we won't be able to have meetings on Saturday. There will be nowhere for anyone to stay. So the earliest that ALAC and the secretariats who are attending will be is on Sunday.
I thought we had decided at the last meeting that ALAC would always start meeting on Saturday now.
I don't recall that, but I'm sorry. It's just we just don't have the rooms. We don't have hotel rooms for that. So
are you saying that they're booked up on the Saturday or that just ICANN hasn't bothered to book them?
I'm saying that they have already made all the room arrangements and signed all the contracts related to the rooms.
But
when you speak about the room, you speak about the meeting rooms, or you speak about the bedrooms?
Hotel rooms, yeah. Hotel rooms, really.
The meeting rooms.
Does that mean if we want to stay a day extra at our expense, we can't?
I don't know if you could. If you could, you would have to do that entirely separately on your own with the hotel.
So, Nick, you're saying...
I think it's the wrong way to work, and we can shorten the meeting before, we can shorten the meeting after, and we can decide that we have no time to work also. That's we need to do the work for ALAC, and we need to do the work for the ICARO meeting, and we need to prepare the summit. Then I still put my proposal on the table. It's on the table of the XCOM, and we'll see what's up.
Nick, when the discipline say not to do anything on Saturday, was there any consultation?
I'm sorry, but there's a terrible echo.
Yeah.
Now I can't really hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Alan, we hear you, but Evan...
There's a lot of echo.
Evan asked whether there was any consultation before making the decision that we're not meeting on Saturday.
We start planning the meeting pretty early. I think everybody knows that we have to make hotel reservations and know how many people we're going to book into the room blocks pretty early on.
Our chair has been in place for a year. Earlier than that?
I don't understand what that means, actually.
The question is, whenever you started, were we consulted? If the answer is yes, then I'll be quiet.
Not to my memory.
Nobody asked me for anything in relation to the Cairo meeting and all of that. I had to tell them at the beginning of August what was going on. Considering the state of flux things were in, because at that time, the only people coming were the 15 ALAC members, I had to give them a list of people on the 8th of August who were attending. That has since changed. the number of people, but I literally had at the beginning of August to tell them what we were doing.
But are those 15 scheduled to meet on Saturday?
No.
Well,
no,
forgive me, but if I had been asked, I would have said that's a marvelous opportunity to start doing real policy work.
You know, I can certainly, if you want to say that we're going to start routinely meeting on Saturdays, I can certainly put that forward. I don't believe there is funding. I certainly didn't budget for routinely meeting Saturday and Sunday when there are no Railos meeting, and then everyone also going through until Friday. I that was never something I envisaged when I even requested budget money.
Okay, Nick, this is specifically, I guess, to do with the summit and the fact that the people, some of whom overlap, they lack. Where is this coming from?
I don't know. It's untenable.
Maybe they're trying to tell us we're over time.
Well, I believe we need to prioritize this meeting so we, if you don't have time allowed for that, we need to cut other issues because this is a commitment we made and we need to proceed and so that's the consequence of that.
Vanda, I agree. I think that, as I said in Skype, that we will allocate the necessary amount of time to summit preparation, might I suggest, come hell or high water. And if that means we start on Sunday, Monday or Thursday, it doesn't matter. It has to be done. Obviously, the prep work needs to be done by the subcommittees as well, but we definitely have to allocate the right amount of time to get this job done properly.
Yeah, we're going to have opportunity to talk with the board in one of our meetings so we can explain how hard it is to do all our work without some facilities to do that.
But it's a bit too late to fix the Mexico meeting
anyway,
by the time we meet with the board.
Yeah. Anyway, we need to cut something probably because all our issues will be able to be discussed during the meetings if we don't have, you know, previous time because this is added one. So without that, the only way is to cut something.
That's right. You're just going to have to cut. So be it. That's what we'll have to work with. Okay. There is another matter that relates to the Cairo meeting preparations. Now, I had sent it at some unearthly hour this morning as text in the hope that it would have been put up as a background document on the meeting page, and I'm sorry that it hasn't. I simply was incapable of doing it today, so I'm going to ask your indulgence. We need to be aware as we are planning
French interpreter.
For Cairo, and
left.
I'm asking the ALAC to support the activity that has been proposed. To have a what is now called trans-SOAC issue. The background noise is unacceptable. Please mute everyone. Thank you. At the suggestion of Bertram from the GAC, that myself representing ALAC, the chair of the GNSO, the CCNSO, and another GAC representative, Manal Ismail, and Bruce Tonkin, representing the ICANN board, had a teleconference actually late last week. The purpose was to explore how, at the ICANN Cairo meeting, the schedule could be expanded on to progress already made in Paris in terms of bringing what we're calling our cross-constituency meetings. In other words, the support organisations and the advisory committees
joined
together on major issues. Basically, the goal is to develop a trans, we first called it trans silo, but basically it's trans support organisation and committee, advisory committee communication, plus the facilitation of general awareness within the community about a number of different issues that we are all interested in. The proposal is not to necessarily stop the bilateral sessions, but rather to work smarter, not harder, when we have a number of items that are of mutual interest and focus. And with a shortened ICANN meeting and a now shortened amount of time available, the important work of the summit, I think, is something we all need to support. The proposal is the as a result of this call, we're proposing with the ICANN meeting organisers that we have a half-day joint session between the CCNSO, GNSO, ALAC and GAC. It will be a public and open session as well. There'll be members, the councillors, and there'll also be a public forum opportunity. The role is to discuss progress, including but not limited to new GTLDs, including IDNs, and the IDN CCTLDs, to have a briefing on the President's Strategy Committee consultation and on improving institutional confidence. I'm sure we're all keen to have our say about that. And the second part of the proposal is that we have a second session on Thursday, so that we can follow up with a report on the individual discussions that may have taken on through the week. I actually see this now, based on the conversation we've had in the last few minutes, as an absolute essential thing for us to support. It will allow us to do a good deal of policy and briefing work in a new forum, but one in which we won't be replicating it. But we'll be dealing with the other constituencies. I don't think we need to vote on this. I do think we need to have wholesale support from the members of the ALAC and the community that are here tonight or today in this call. And if I can ask you to give me that, I will go to the next meeting with the support of the ALAC for the proposal of a joint meeting as a half-day session on the Monday, which to me means we may be able to use the second half of that Monday perhaps for summit planning, and then a possible session on the Thursday as a follow-up. I'll invite any conversation and discussion on that in fairly short order because of the time that we've gone over today. Does anybody object to that proposal?
Rashida.
Joined.
Does anybody object?
It's very difficult to Sebastian. It's very difficult to both have in-depth political discussion in the same time, to learn that we will not be able to meet the right time, the right portion of time during the ICANN meeting, and then for me it's difficult to follow both your speech and what is happening on the Skype. But if I get this main part of your proposal, it's that we really need to make as much as possible policy issue and discussion presentation shared by all the stakeholders, and that's a very good enhancement for the overall meeting. And if we can start in Kerry, it would be great.
I've just copied the proposal that each of us are taking to our constituencies into the Skype channel, so people can indeed look at it at greater leisure. and particularly those on the non-English channels can have a chance to look at it. I really think it is essential that we look towards improving our bilateral communications, but the opportunity to have a multilateral forum, which is the SOs and ACs in charge of it, is very important. Okay? So
yeah, but one of the discussions was, is it replacement for bilateral meetings? And my feeling it's that it's not really a replacement for the bilateral meetings. We will be able not to discuss some multilateral issue in the bilateral meetings, but I guess we still will have some bilateral issue to discuss with other SOs and ACs.
Okay. I'm going to call once more for objections to us proceeding with this. If there are none, I will continue to further the move for a multilateral or trans-SOAC meeting on the Monday and a possible follow-up on the Thursday. Are there any objections?
Yeah. No.
No.
Okay. I will continue that, and I believe it will give us a great deal of extra flexibility based on our time constraints now. I'd like to make it very clear that personal attacks, recriminations, and discussions of a critical manner of either staff or volunteers is absolutely and utterly inappropriate. The work that we all do should be mutually appreciated, and I believe in the main is. Many of us are a little more tired and a little more cranky and a little more unwell at other times, and I think that might be a case here today when people have had some of their expectations somewhat disappointed and others have gone on to only do the best job they possibly can with the material that they have available to them at the time. So I would like to assure everybody, staff and volunteers, that working as one is the only way forward, and that we really, really will, as we have undertaken to in this call, make sure that what happens in Cairo is enough to get the job done properly for summit planning. But the summit planning subcommittees must get a lot of pre-work done, which I'm sure they are aware of. We will make it fit. That becomes our problem. If there's no other matters of business for tonight, all of these things will now have to go online. There's a couple of votes and very important matters that need to be discussed. And I'd like to thank you all for, I think, a very productive, even though somewhat shocking at times, meeting. And I'd also like to thank everybody for spending additional time in the pre-call, which unfortunately did take us into the a later evening or day for you. Thank you also very much, Sebastian, for saving me as capably as you did while I had to walk from the screen, because you can't run these meetings unless you're looking at the screen, and I appreciate that enormously. Everything else goes online, and I expect we're going to have a very busy few days. Thank you all. Good morning. Good day.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Take care.
Cheryl.
Left.
Alan.
Left.
Left, yeah.
Left.
Matias.
Left.
Spanish interpreter.
Left.
Eagle operator.
Left. Left.